Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
In case you didn't get a chance to hear the entire conversation on Friday, in case you just heard about this from your friends over the weekend or you heard our promo running over the weekend, you don't know exactly what's going on, here is, in 5 minutes, this is, we'll flash back to Friday. This is Sarah on The Bert Show on All the Hits Q100.
Sarah, your coworker Jason called us up earlier this morning, and he was telling us that we think that you have a really bad plan going down for your husband at the Super Bowl, and you have his ticket, but you've decided to hold out on him and not send it down there to teach him a lesson.
That's right.
So that's all accurate.
So Jason just like overheard you telling friends at the office this story?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure people at the office have been talking about it, especially guys, you know, because people have giving me a hard time about it, but
we're all trying to think what possibly he could have done over and over and over again for you to take such a drastic action like this, because this is really going to be hurtful, you know that.
Oh, you know what, I do know that, but that's, you know, unfortunately the situation that he's presented for himself, you know what I mean?
Well, not really. That's what we're calling you. What is the situation?
I've been married a year and a half to him, and he's great in every way, except when it comes to, I guess, like, you know, adult house responsibilities. He really can't figure it out. And that's just a huge part of a marriage, in my opinion, and a huge part of a life with someone. But, you know, no one really understands what it's like to live with him. He basically, he starts things and doesn't finish them.
Like, nothing. What are we talking about? What
he kind can't of- finish anything.
What kind of projects are we talking about him not finishing around the house?
Off the bat, okay, we have a loose tile in the entryway, okay? We've had it since we bought the place. It's a loose tile. It drives me nuts. He started work on the porch, on the back porch. Never finishes it.
So what?
He never does the dishes. We will finish dinner, he'll put his dishes by the sink and doesn't wash them. He'll go to the freezer and use up all the ice cubes or the ice cube trays. And never refills them. He'll leave out his tools to fix something, and he just leaves them out, you know, and I end up picking them up. He can never, ever keep his office or the garage clean. It's like a pigsty. It's disgusting.
So have you spoken with him about these items that you've listed, and what has his response been on that?
Constantly we speak about it. His big thing is, you know what, I love you, but, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have time. I got, you know, oh my God, I got so busy, I forgot. That's the big thing. I'm sorry, I'm so busy, I just forgot. I forgot to refill this, or I forgot to do the dishes, or I forgot to work on the porch, or everything. You know, he's supposed to, like...
Okay, he's kind of irresponsible. He starts projects, he doesn't finish.
And you've talked to him about it, and he doesn't respond.
Okay, so that's the history here.
And this man is a faithful husband to you and treats you with respect.
Yes.
So why, again, my question, why this weekend?
Because nothing else will get through to him. to make him see that this is going to affect me in the marriage in the long run.
You are going to lose this guy. You are going to lose a great guy.
Do you have the ticket in front of you, or do you know what kind of seat it is in the arena in Houston?
It's in a, I guess a corporate section.
It's going to be a good seat.
Do you know what corporate section or where it is?
No, it's just a corporate section. I know nothing about it. He told me it's like 12 rows back off the 40-yard line.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Annette.
Sarah, you have been married for a year and a half. I have been married for 21 years. Trust me, you keeping your husband's ticket while he's down with his friends causing embarrassment and unnecessary heartache behind some projects that have not been completed. He's only been married to you a year and a half. Remember, a year before this, he didn't even have projects. Give the guy a chance. This situation will stink like a skunk under the coffee table in your living room for the rest of your marriage.
Well,
you cannot imagine the kind of harm that you are causing your relationship because you are upset about projects.
No,
you cannot marry him thinking, look, those guys that finish projects all the time are the guys that are on the tool show, the handyman show. That's not real life. Everybody's husband doesn't complete a project every time they start it. Give the guy a chance. But this is going to stink in your marriage if you have one after this forever.
Well, I'm sorry, I've made my decision. I mean, I'm just going to give back to him exactly what he gives to me right now.
Hey, Angela, you're on all the hits, Q100. Try to talk some sense into Sarah here.
Sarah, Matt is not your child. He is your husband. He left the house. It's not like he took off the toilet to replace it, and that's the only toilet she had and didn't put it back on. She has a house. She is well taken care of.
And you have said here, right, Sarah, that he's great in every other way.
Yes.
Every other way you love this guy is perfect.
You know what? I think like it's hard because people don't understand. It's not like I want to do this, but I really...
You're such a parent.
Sarah, I think...
I'm constantly getting the, I'm sorry, I'm too busy, I forgot. And I really feel that I need to throw that back in his face at this point because I'm sick of it.
I hope you enjoyed the year and a half you were married.
Can we call you on Monday and at least find out how everything went? You got to be honest with us about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, hi, like, did you talk about Sarah all weekend at your Super Bowl parties?
Yeah, that's what I was just getting finished telling my mother-in-law about it.
And what do you think she did?
I think she's terrible. I mean, if you have kids or you have a man, that's what you do. When she has kids, she's going to pick up after her kids. I mean, you guys, it's just... I mean,
if you have kids and you have a man, that's just what you do.
Just finish their projects that they get started, right?
Hey Holly, do you think she sent him the ticket or do you think he went without?
I'm telling you, she's sending the ticket if she's decent.
All right, cool. Thanks, Holly.
She's a decent woman. She sent that ticket.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Anything you'd like to share with us about this weekend?
No, I mean, I stuck to my decision.
You didn't
I stuck
send
to my
it.
Decision. No, I went to work on Friday after I had been, you know, talking to you, mm-hmm. and everybody was talking about it, trying to talk me out of it. You know, just friends and even people that I didn't know, you know, would kind of try to throw in their two cents. I got so many phone calls from people I don't even remember meeting or knowing. My mother from Tampa called me.
Oh, really?
And I don't even know how she found out. I got a lot of phone calls, but I stuck to my decision. And I think that, you know, it's my relationship, you know. I know better than anyone else how to work it. I do. Even though everyone else thinks they know. So anyway, on Friday, you know, that's what happened. But I decided to stick to my decision. Saturday, you know, you know, I went shopping. I avoided calls. Friday night I went out with my girlfriends, and they all agreed with me. Every one of them agreed with what I was doing and supported what I was doing. Saturday I shopped. I avoided phone calls. I just couldn't take the phone calls anymore.
Just out of curiosity, percentage-wise, how many of the girlfriends you were out with are married?
Two of them. I was out with five girls.
And it was unanimous? Like, none of them said to you, Sarah, you might be going a little too far?
One of the married girls tried to talk me out of it at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then she saw my point.
Okay.
So Saturday you went shopping to avoid...
Avoided phone calls as best as I could. Sunday, I literally turned my phone off.
Well, I know you're trying to avoid the phone calls from, you know, the people, your friends, whatever, trying to convince you to send the tickets, but did you avoid the phone calls from your husband as well?
I knew he wouldn't call.
I'm kind of curious because, like, as of Friday, my perception was that Matt wasn't aware of what was about to happen, the fact that he wasn't going to get a ticket. So I'm curious.
Did he call you and say, where's my ticket?
How did he find out and what the, you know,
any contact with him? I wouldn't even know because I did not want to talk to him.
Okay, so you haven't talked to Matt all weekend?
No, but here's the kicker. Mm-hmm. See, now this is where I'm getting, this is why I'm getting skeptical. On Friday, during the day at work, okay, mm-hmm. I'm sitting at my desk and what arrives but 2 dozen pink and white roses sent to my work, okay?
From Matt,
saying, I love you and I miss you. Obviously, I think he was buttering me up. I think he found out. I think he was buttering me up. I think he was trying to get his ticket because he knew what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. I had talked to him on Friday, so I didn't talk to him, you know, over the weekend, which I considered more Saturday and Sunday, but I had talked to him on Friday, mm-hmm. about a half an hour after he had sent me the flowers, and he didn't say a word about the ticket, about where is it, nothing.
So you don't know if he knew or didn't know?
I don't know.
Hold on. People want to talk to you. Not surprising. Hey, Chris?
Yes?
Go ahead. She's on.
Hey, Sarah, I'm just curious. Do you ever get outside and help him dig the holes for the trees that he plants when he does the landscaping outside? Do you ever rake the leaves for him? Do you ever get out there and help him bag up the grass clippings when it's 155 degrees outside? You know, women kill me with the expectations of a man having outside duties at the house, but yet you also want us to come inside and fold the laundry and do the dishes. And also wanted to know, when you have kids, do you expect your husband to raise your child in like 2 weeks? I mean, because this is an ongoing project.
I do help him as best as I can. Obviously, I don't get out on my hands and knees because that's what he does. That's what he, you know.
Apparently, he's not doing it, so maybe you should.
When do you think you'll talk to Matt? Again, do you think you'll talk to him today or?
Oh, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I'll talk to him today.
Because I'm curious as how to, because obviously this was done for, you did this for a reason, and I'm wondering how you're going to approach that reason or how that initial conversation is going to take place. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he'll call me when I'm at work and I'm not going to be able to talk. So, you know, we're going to have to wait till I get home.
Is he coming home today?
Yeah, when does he fly home?
He flies back today.
Okay.
All right. I know you've heard this all before. Can we each read you an email that we got?
Sure.
I got one from a woman who titled her email, Sarah, Wife from Hell. And it says, my husband and I have been married for 11 years for a reason in all caps and then also in other all caps. We don't pull stunts on each other like this. If Sarah thinks that her husband is going to run home and fix that stupid porch and tell her that now he sees the light and that he's going to most definitely do the dishes from now on, she lives in la-la land in all caps.
And there was a woman by the name of Anne who sent an email that said, I've never been so bent on contacting a radio station as I am today. Is that woman effing nuts? What a prima donna. Send the man his ticket and deal with your lame ass issues later. How smug is she? She knows he loves her, but not for long. And guess what? Every year around January, the Super Bowl issue will come up all over again if they are still together.
You know what? Again, everyone else thinks they know how to run my relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's fine. Everyone can have their opinions. Obviously, I'm still talking to you, so I don't mind, you know, hearing it or talking about it. But
I do convince Sarah for that.
I know it's. Yeah, hold on, Sarah. We're gonna read you one more email, then we'll let you go. Okay. Hey, Jeff and Bert. My name is Kyle Blank, and the woman you had on my radio this morning was my sister Sarah. I just wanted to let you know that nobody in her family agrees with what she is doing. As a matter of fact, nobody even knew this was happening until we all started calling each other about 8 a.m. on Friday to turn on Q100. I spoke to her right after she got to work, and she was as stubborn with me as she was with all of your listeners who called in and all of you guys. There was no getting through her thick skull about how she wasn't teaching a lesson to her husband as much as she was asking for a divorce. I don't know that I have ever been as frustrated as I was with her Friday, and I've been married 11 years and have 4 kids. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in knowing that Friday after lunch, I went to Sarah's house, and using the key that she leaves me for when they go out of town, I let myself in. I found the ticket and took it to FedEx and overnighted it to the hotel in Houston where the six of them are staying. Long story short, because I know you were busy, he got the ticket and went to the game. I got a message from him on my cell at halftime, and he knows that I hate the Patriots. I don't know if he knows what happened on Friday, and I don't know if I'll tell him. I do plan on letting Sarah know Monday afternoon when the game is safely over what I did.
Oh. Sarah.
This has got to be a joke. That's got to be a joke. That's impossible. I'm looking at the ticket right now. That's impossible.
Do you have a brother named Kyle?
Yes.
Has he been married 11 years and have 4 kids?
Yes.
And you have the ticket in your hand?
I have the ticket in my... I'm looking at it.
You're looking at the ticket or you're looking at the envelope the ticket came in?
Oh, hang on. I don't know. Hold on.
Wow.
I like Kyle.
Are you there?
She's going to get the envelope. This is the longest minute of my life.
And the longest walk back to the phone.
I don't want to say anything because I want to hear what she's going to say in the background.
Time has just stopped for Sarah.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, Sarah.
You know what? No. This is not...
Is the ticket in the envelope?
No. It's not. You know what? I really don't believe that my brother would do this.
Is the ticket in the envelope?
No. But this has got to be... That could not have been my brother. This has got to be... I think this is some big scheme that you guys planned up or something. Because
okay. I've got... Look at the email. It's right here.
There's no way we could come into your house, Sarah. We couldn't do that.
I'm so angry right now. This is what I'm talking about. I know how to run my marriage. I know what to do for the situation.
It's not a business, honey. You don't run a marriage. I mean, that's just like the wrong way to look at it. Your marriage is a partnership. You got to support each other.
Well, I know how to be in my marriage and everyone else. And to step into my life, to step into my personal space, my house, without my knowing it, I'm like beside myself. I'm so angry.
Call your brother.
Okay, I'm going to.
All right, Sarah, we're going to let you go.
Thanks for taking the calls, though, Sarah.
Seriously, and thanks for coming on with us.
Okay, bye.
Oh. Yeah! Is it just me, or was that the longest? How long did it take her to get to that envelope and back?
Oh, like 30 seconds or so.
No, it was 90 seconds.
I was sweating.
Oh, my God. So, happy ending.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Hey.
I hope Sarah's still listening.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. I am so glad that the brother saved her marriage. Because where I'm from, my ex-husband, I'm gonna listen, Sarah, ex-husband. He didn't cut grass. He didn't wash a dish. He wouldn't do a family outing. He didn't do Nathan. When I tell you nothing, Nathan. She don't understand. If she had a good man that work every day and do this, that. No, don't get me wrong. Now, me and my ex-husband are best friends. But guess what he does now that we're exes? He redid my whole bathroom floor, painted the walls, put the borders up, sister. Y'all don't feel me. He repainted my bathroom. He put the borders up. Please understand me when I tell you.
But you know what you did by making him your ex-husband, Sherry? You know what you did is you put the
friend.
You put the carrot back in front of the horse. Now he's got something to go after.
And she was so selfish that she was going to keep that ticket. She just don't know. I heard about it in a beauty shop over here off of Cascade Road. I said, she did what? I said, see, they need to invite her to the studio and bring another sister or any woman that's been married or
right.
get married or is married and let her know how in the world did she think that she was going to be right if everybody else was telling her how wrong she was. But big ups to her brother. Her brother's wife, she got a good man. She better hold on to him.
Thanks, Sarah.
Sad Sack Sarah. That's what we're going to call her. Sad Sack Sarah. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. And thank to everybody in the beauty shop.
Yeah, for talking about it. What beauty shop was it? Plug the shop.
Elite Creations.
visited my hairdresser. We were going to Las Vegas today for her birthday, but I had to stay because I'm getting a new house. See, Sarah, when you do things right, you get good things, sister. Get out there and put a peel it. You peel off the back of the towel and you slap it down, sister. It'll be all right if you help out around the house. You ain't got to go shopping with your friends or something. Do something for your man. He work all day. You do something, girl. She ain't never say nothing that she did, but big ups to her brother.
Big ups one more time to Kyle.
Big ups!
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.